Well, here we are, and today is, well, Pier Day. This is where we would have Steve Harding coming in, and we have Jeff in from the city now this time around, and we are going to talk, what are we talking about, water?
We're talking about water service lines.
Okay, so let's talk about those water service lines.
Yeah, so the there's a public health initiative out there that the EPA is trying to inventory how many lead service lines there are in the country.
Okay.
So as part of that, we've partnered up with the South Dakota Department of Ag and Natural Resources. They have a website out there called sdwaterpipes.com. If you go to this website, it will give you directions on how to locate your water service line where it comes into your house, either comes into your basement, into your crawl space, someplace in a utility room, something like that.
Right.
You go in there, you find that. We're worried about the first 18 inches as it comes through the wall.
Okay.
You take a key, a magnet, and a smartphone. You scratch it. Figure out if it's dull, if it's shiny, if the magnet sticks to it, you take a picture of it, go to sdwaterpipes.com, fill out 4 or 5 questions, submit the information, and you're all done.
Okay. Well, that's a simple process.
Absolutely. It's all on a voluntary basis right now. So we're just asking the community members, we want to try to get as much information submitted to this website so that the state has all the information out there to make the decisions they need to. And we're asking if they can do that before October of 2024.
Okay, so what kind of range are we looking at? Homes built after such and such typically don't have them.
1986.
Oh, okay.
So there's a question on there, on the website, what year was your home built? And if you don't know, that's fine. But if it was built after 1986, that's when the federal government banned the use of lead service pipes.
Okay.
So we're pretty sure that everyone's okay on that year.
Okay. So yeah. 86 and beyond. So if you get into the 50s, if you get into the 40s even, and well, even earlier and earlier, I would imagine the older your home is. Is it the more apt you probably are to have lead pipe?
It really just depends on where the world was at that time. You know, where the prominent material was. But yeah, you know, once you get older, obviously there's a higher chance you might have lead. We replace probably 10 to 15 blocks of water main every year within the city of Pier, and we run across maybe 1 to 2 service lines every now and again. So we don't think there's a huge issue in the city of Pier, but we still want to go through and do the inventory and give those federal agencies all the information they need.
Right. Well, it's for people's safety, too.
Absolutely. It's a public health issue.
Okay. All right. And again, give us the website again that people can send that information to.
It's sdwaterpipes.com. And if anybody has any issues with the website, they can certainly give City Hall a call and we'll walk them through it.
All right. Jeff, thanks for coming in and talking with us this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you.